Start of the third quarter. Mishawaka kicking off from the 40. Vanderburg walks up, now runs to it, and kicks a low line drive kick, returnable, taken at the 4-yard line by Tucker Reed. 10, 15, 20, flying through the hole. He's the 25, and he's out near the 30-yard line. He'll be brought down at the 29-yard line, first down and 10 for the Tigers, starting this drive that they hope will end with them back in the lead.
And you said it in the halftime break there. You know, we looked pretty good in those first couple drives. But Mishawaka, you have to, if you're an objective fan here, and I'm sure we've got a couple of them, Mishawaka was the better team after that first drive. Let's see if our offense can put together some plays here and get in the end zone.
Ball in the far hash mark at the 29-yard line. Quentin Brock and company will go to work from there. Wide side of the field is the near side. As Brock goes under center. Takes the snap, handoff, turns upfield. He's the 35, broke a tackle, 40, to the outside, far side, 45, 50, 45, 40. Stiffens a man and is dragged down from behind. Inside the 35-yard line, however, there is a flag down, back downfield. What is it?
That's going to be a face mask. I think you'll be able to tack on 15 more.
Oh, where the referee stopped was way back inside the 30-yard line of the Tigers. I thought this was going to be a flag against Warsaw. It is a 5-yard face mask against Mishawaka. Good catch, Andy. So the ball is downed at the 33-yard line, actually 34-yard line. And that'll walk the ball inside the 40 and put it down at the Mishawaka 39. So great start for the Tigers. You know what, Austin, I forgot your football wheel. It's in my bag somewhere. I'll find that for you. The famous football wheel, which helps us on long plays like that across the 50-yard line, figure out how long that play was. 29-yard line of Mishawaka. First down and 10, Tigers. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is a left. Duncan in the backfield behind Quentin Brock. And he'll hand it off to the fullback, Brody Duncan, and he'll get good yardage down to the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 3. So that was a 49-yard run. He ran half the field to Quentin Brock.
Some good open field moves there by Quentin.
That's one thing when we're comparing quarterbacks, and I hate doing that, but when you compare he and Drew Sullivan, he's faster than Drew. Drew is more powerful. He packs a punch. He's carrying about 25 more pounds. But Quentin is definitely faster. Second down and 7. Brock, again, up the middle to Duncan. Inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Third down and a little more than 5, coming up almost 6.
And you'd have to think here this is 4-down territory for Warsaw.
I don't know. You got one of the best kickers in the state sitting over there.
Yeah.
Who hasn't kicked a field goal for
it's
quite
true.
A while.
It's true.
Since the first week of the season. Made field goals of 30 and 20 and hasn't been asked to do that since. Third down and we'll call it 6 from the Caveman 25. Play clock at 6 as Brock goes under center. And he's going to keep it. And he beats a man at the 25 and gets down inside the 20-yard line. He's going to be very, very close to first down. The official on the far side is moving the chain gang. That's a 6-yard gain and a first down for Warsaw with 10-11 left to play.
That's just a tough run. Fake to the fullback. Quentin Brock follows him up the middle. Just a tough run there by QB for 6 yards.
Tigers down at 10-7, approaching the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. Mishawaka has scored the last 10 points. Tigers looking to regain the lead there inside the Mishawaka red zone. From the 19, Holt and Mishawaka had 1, 2, 3 guys move. Offsides, Mishawaka.
Is that one of those ones where the refs say offsides on the entire defensive line?
Yeah, I think so. It wouldn't be wrong if he said that.
No, not at all.
So 5 free yards for the Tigers. Moves the ball to the 14, 1st and 5. Mishawaka with their 3rd 5-yard penalty of the football game. Ball in the right hash mark. Again, the wide side of the field is left. Warsaw with a very tight formation. Option play. Duncan up the middle. Good running room. Down near the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 10, so that's a gain of 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down, and there's another injured Tiger. That is Ponce, who was already beaten up. He's coming off the field. And Cooksey is back into the game for the Tigers. And the Tigers are dropping like flies here in the last 3 weeks. Again, Davis wing left, Reed on the right, pole tight on the right. Again, the handoff up the middle, and Duncan's got the first down. Inside the 10, the ball came out, but they're going to rule he was down, which is the correct call. He hit the ground, and the ball popped out. They give it to the 7-yard line, first and goal Tigers with 8:47 left to play in the third quarter, and Warsaw trailing 10-7.
And I'm not sure what was said at halftime, but this is a – besides that very first drive for Warsaw, this is a very nice drive.
Quentin Brock looking over and getting the play from the sidelines. Notice they're not using the board to signal in the plays. I assume that's a Mishawaka thing. I'm thinking about it. They didn't use it in practice yesterday either. First and goal from the 7. Brock up the middle. Duncan dives forward, gets 2 yards down to about the 5. And the last two off the pile for Mishawaka include Trey Dunning and Brady Hooten. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line.
And they brought Grady into the game. You wonder if maybe the fake of run to the fullback can try to slip him in the end zone.
Maybe.
Much like last week.
There's not a lot of room for that play. That's usually a play that you would see farther out in the field, but there's room to run it. Let's see if they try it. Egoff is going to line up out to the right. Not too far to the right, but far enough. Wings on either side. And option play, they're going to pitch it back. And this is Davis, a race to the corner, and he wins the race. Touchdown, Tigers! Evan Davis with his second touchdown of the season, and Warsaw has the lead again. It's 13-10.
Just a simple toss play off the right side. Great execution there by Evan. Great blocking on the right side of that line. And he scampers into the end zone for 6 points, put us up 13-10.
Extra point coming up by Smythe. After last week, we take nothing for granted, even with the best kicker in the state. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and the kick is good. 14-10, Warsaw. 7:47 left to go, third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. So the Tigers go the distance. After the good kickoff return by Reed, got them out to the 27-yard line. Warsaw goes 73 yards in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. And give themselves the lead back. It is 14-10.
And boy, we needed that drive. What an answer. What an answer. Give up a field goal as time expires in the first half and you come back with that. That's a thing of beauty.
Absolutely. The Tigers a little slow getting on the field. The official blows his whistle to hurry him along. Smythe with 2 touchbacks into a breeze that has continued on through the evening. Normally this breeze dies down as the sun goes down. That is not the case here this evening. Smythe will hit this ball from the 40-yard line. Puts the ball right in the middle of the X. Two guys back deep for Mishawaka, hoping for a chance. Newsom on the far side and Hahn on the near side. And Smythe runs to it. And Buta, it's high. It's very short. It's going to be caught by Handley, who falls down at about the 32-yard line. So a little pooch kick there, trying to catch Mishawaka off guard. But Colton Handley was ready for it.
You'd have to wonder. We've seen that in the past from Coach Curtis, coach teams. I remember a couple years ago, we did that on a regular basis and retrieved a lot of those. But you have to imagine Coach Kinder is well aware of the trickeries of Coach Curtis.
Yes. Yeah, it's for sure. Mishawaka on the field. 7:46 left to go in the third. Tigers 14, Mishawaka 10. K-Ben will start from there, 32. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side where the Mishawaka bench is. Lane and Snyder had a really good first half. We'll start the second half by handing off to O'Neill, and he'll jump over the pile and get 5 yards to the 37. O'Neill came into the game with 87 carries for 563 yards and 9 touchdowns. He led his team in all those categories. And you can see why. Not a big guy. 5'6", but 5'6", 185 pounds. And by the way, we got to deal with Snyder and O'Neill for 2 more years. Those guys are both sophomores. Play clock at 10. Snyder under center. Hands to O'Neill, tries the right side, and he went down in a hurry. They'll give him to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 3, and it sets up 3rd down and 3.
But that's good penetration there by Grady Nelson. And let's see, who was that? Jaden Haber. Great penetration there.
Hubegger was one of those guys at the beginning of the year. They were really hoping he would be able to step into that role, and he's done pretty well. 3rd down and 3 to go for Mishawaka. Tiger defense, somebody needs to make a play. And they hand off up the middle to O'Neill, and he rolls over the pile. And where are they going to put the ball down? They're going to put it down right at the marker, and the official on the far side, without even looking twice at it, is moving the chains. It's a 1st down for the Cavemen.
Yeah, I think he rolled over that pile and got that 1st down because initially I think he was stopped short, but a good job on that running back to keep going.
We are exactly halfway through the 3rd quarter. Warsaw 14, Mishawaka 10. The play comes in from the far side. They use a signaling board, much like Warsaw has, but is not using this week. Snyder ducks under center. Takes the snap, pitches left. This is Snyder, and nowhere to go. Cohen Heady with the stop of Jackson Snyder way behind the line of scrimmage, way back at the 36-yard line. That's a loss of 7 or 6 on a 1st down play.
That was great recognition there by Cohen. Just sniff that out from the very beginning. Goes untouched into the Mishawaka backfield, making a great open field tackle.
Clock continues to move down to 5:18 left to play here in the 3rd. Mishawaka waits for the guy working the play board to flip it around so they can see it. And how he's done that. Ball backed up to the 36. Late pitch caught there by Smith. He turns upfield at the 40. Going to be pushed to the sideline. Now cuts back in field and spins around and gets all the way to the 45-yard line. And they'll mark him down at the 46-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain for Smith when it looked like he might only get 4 or 5, Andy.
Yeah, good effort on the running back there. You know, made one of our guys miss, and it took 3 or 4 Warsaw Tiger defenders to bring him down. We still like this, though, 3rd and 5. I still like that.
Well, we worried at the beginning of the year about the edges of this Tiger defense, and that is exactly the play that we're worried about. And don't be surprised if they run the same play the other way to the wide side of the field. 3rd down and 5. They have to get the ball to the Tiger 48 to get a 1st down. And Landon Snyder walks up slowly to the line of scrimmage, and now whistle sound, and Mishawaka takes timeout. Timeout, Cavemen. 4:10 left to go, 3rd quarter. 14-10. Warsaw with the lead. Mishawaka, 3rd and 5. When we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw huddling up with their defensive coaches. Here on the near side of the field, Mishawaka doing the same on the far side of the field with their offensive brain trust. 3rd down, 5 yards to go for Mishawaka. 4:10 left to play in the 3rd quarter. Warsaw leading by 4. Mishawaka 3rd and 5 from their own 47. Snyder from the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side. Takes a step. Hands off up the middle of O'Neill, and he's got the 1st down, I think, to the Tiger 48-yard line. The official on the near side marks him 1/2 yard short. The official on the far side says he's got it by 1/2 yard.
Yeah.
So that's a 1st down for Mishawaka. They convert another 3rd down. They've got the ball at the Tiger 48-yard line with under 4 minutes left to play here in the 3rd. Again, the play goes up on the board. Everybody looks at their wristbands. And Snyder will duck under center and go to work. He's got O'Neill behind him. He has Smith to his right. Now looks like they're changing the play. And they hand, no, it's a keeper for Snyder. And he'll get across the 45-yard line. They're going to give him credit to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards to the first down carry for the sophomore quarterback from Mishawaka.
And Snyder did a good job there of willing himself. It looked like, he was going to be stopped maybe for a 1 or 2 yard gain, but he kept willing himself, and they got, 4 or 5 yards.
Well, Dare Oster says he's only 160 pounds, but he doesn't get hit that hard. Yeah. He just doesn't let you have anything to hit. Back to throw, being chased is Snyder. Running away from Grady Nelson, he's going to take off. He will get to the sidelines, and he's pushed out of bounds into the Mishawaka bench. And they will mark him out at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 4 more yards. Imagine waking up in the morning and Grady Nelson's running at you full speed. That is not exactly a pleasant thought. It's third down and about 2 for Mishawaka.
I was just going to say, can you imagine getting the snap, turning around, and seeing Grady right in your face?
Pretty good move by Snyder to get out of there.
Right.
And good positive yardage. Third down and 2. Jackson, or us, Snyder takes the snap. He'll hand off O'Neill. He's got a big hole. 35, ran over 2 Tigers at the 30-yard line. One is slow to get up, and he gets all the way to the 24-yard line. That was Tristan Wilson who took the brunt of that blow, and it's first down Mishawaka at the 24.
Boy, that was tough running there. Just tough running. That was O'Neill just lowered his head and took 3 Warsaw Tiger defenders with him. You hear of that truck stick when you play.
One of them he left in his wake. 2.5 minutes left to go in the third. Mishawaka marching down the field for what they hope will be the touchdown that gives them back the lead. Jackson Snyder on the wing, questioning his brother about the call. They give to O'Neill, and he's got another big hole and ran over 2 more Tigers. Down inside the 15-yard line. He'll be close to another first down, short of the first down by 0.5 yard, I think. So it's a gain of 9. And O'Neill beginning on this drive to really assert his physical superiority. 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. By the way, they gave him the first down, so give him 10 yards on that last carry.
And you can't just lower your shoulder and hope that you're going to take out his – you got to wrap up his knees. I know that's easier said than done from up here.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
But, man, you got to tackle.
1:50 left to go third quarter from the 14-yard line. Landon Snyder fakes the handoff, turns up field, gets a couple of yards. Nope, just 1 yard down to the 13-yard line. Got a couple of Tigers on the stop. Schultz was in there. Got a couple of new faces in there on defense as well. Christian Cullors is in the game on the defensive line, trying to lend support to this defense, trying to help them get off the field. Snyder, play action fake, it's reversed. Jackson Snyder bob the ball. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage and goes down back of the 28-yard line. Hobegger's the one who blew it up, but Villema's the one who got him to the ground.
Great pursuit there. Great pursuit by the Warsaw defense. If they didn't make that play, that could have been 6, but great pursuit and a great open field tackle.
It looked to me like the pitch was pretty good, but Jackson Snyder bobbled it, and by the time he looked up, Hobegger was right on his right hip. He got around him, but Villema was waiting and grabbed him by the shoe and would not let go. It is third down and 14, 0.5 minute left to go, third quarter. Big play in the football game. And we're going to have timeout taken. Timeout Tigers, 27 seconds left to go in the third. We're going to keep it here. Warsaw leading 14-10. And again, Bart Curtis hates taking this timeout right here, but he wants to be 100% sure everybody's on the same page.
And that's the thing, too, as a coach, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do, but you know that you need to do it. Now is probably a great time to make sure everybody's on the same page and the play is correct. You don't need any questions, you want to be crystal clear as you can.
Again, Vanderberg is capable of making a field goal from inside of 40 yards. He has not attempted a field goal yet this season, according to their stats. From here, it would be 36 yards with the wind. So he certainly is capable of doing that. My guess is they're going to get the ball into the hands of Jackson Snyder and try to make a play.
Yep. And we'll need to wrap his legs up. And
well, we got to get there and make him stop. Yeah. Make him slow down.
For all your Purdue fans, he runs a lot like Devin Mockabee.
Oh, he does.
You know, just seeks out that contact. Knows he's going to probably win most of those battles.
Well, he's not some little kid either.
No.
Right?
No.
Jackson packs a pretty good punch. He's a senior, 6 foot, 185 pounds. Third and 14 for Mishawaka at the Tiger 19. And they're going to go with two wide outs to the near side. And one on the left. So only one halfback, one back. And back to throw comes Snyder. He's being chased out of the pocket. Going to stop. Going to spin completely around. Going to turn around. Has some space. Got a block. Got another. 25. Look out. 20. 15. And gets tripped up. He goes down near the 10-yard line. He gained 9 yards out of that, but he ran about 60 to get it. And it's fourth down, and let's see what Keith Kinder wants to do. Looks like he's sending on the kicker. 13 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And Mishawaka is going to try to get to within three. The kicker is Vanderburg, and again, according to their stats, he has not made a field goal yet this season. This will be a 28-yard try from the left hash mark. Good stab. Spot is down. Kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it looks good, and it is good. 8 seconds left to play third quarter. Mishawaka is within one. It's 14-13 Tigers when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers still lead by one, and they'll get the football with 8 seconds left to play in our third quarter. Here's where you got to watch for chicanery, right?
Yep.
You got to make sure that your people up in the front are ready for a line drive kick, a high arching short kick, or even a straight up onside kick. 8 seconds left. Warsaw probably will have time for one play before the start of the fourth quarter. And Vandenberg, I should say, again with a field goal, and that's, according to the stats, his first of the year. And now he'll kick off, and he kicks it away. This will be Reed backing up at the 4-yard line. 5, 10. Up the hash marks to the 20, and he got run into the ground right at the 20-yard line. 2 seconds left to play here in the third quarter with Warsaw leading 14-13.
So this is essentially, I mean, you know we're going to run a play here, but essentially this starts the drive of the first drive of the fourth quarter. And, boy, we can sure take this game. You know, this is a game that Mishawaka is not going to give us. It's a game that if we want to win, this is a game that we have to take. And right now is about the time where we can go ahead and take control of this game.
They mark the ball right at the 20-yard line with 8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. I'm sorry, with 2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Let's see what the Tigers want to do with this first play, or should we say the last play of the third quarter. Brock under center, hands off to Duncan up the middle, and he'll push forward for 3 yards to 23, and that's how the third quarter ends. Warsaw 14, Mishawaka 13 as we head to the fourth after this on News Now Warsaw.